Welcome aboard, listeners. Welcome aboard, listeners.
Okay, what?
Should we... There. That's gonna have to do for now. Because welcome. This is... We've been through a lot in the last 20 minutes. Realized that our mics weren't working. Did half an episode. And so here we are. Happy Pride Month, everyone. Gabrielle and I have almost been married for a year, and that's truly the pride of it all.
The fact that I've put up with her for a year is proudful.
We're here. We are prideful. We are allies. You get the gist. Welcome back to Skyliner Views. My name is Ashley. I'm joined by Gabby. She's my wife. She's in charge this week. And that terrifies me. So, we'll see how this goes. We have to share a mic tonight, because, I don't think I'll ever have our shit together when it comes to our mics.
She doesn't have anything in her life together.
That's a stretch. So yeah, Gab's in charge.
I'm gonna take over now.
Yeah,
you're
gonna do news. I kind of ruined that for myself.
She's just rambling. So today, it's my episode, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else. I have decided we're doing a would you rather to an extent. As I previously said, it's more of a would you rather with a discussion afterwards. Starting off strong with a would you rather ride Haunted Mansion or Space Mountain with the lights on?
Haunted Mansion.
Again, I will say that's a lame answer.
That is not a lame answer, but Steve, Gab's running it. Not proud of it, but I try to let her pick topics sometimes.
I'm sticking with Space Mountain.
Yeah, but as I was saying before we were cut off, with Space Mountain, you're just looking at metal and everything that's, like, you're barely fitting through.
You're not looking at metal in Haunted Mansion?
No.
You're just slowly moving past metal.
You're moving past a ton of stuff, like ride, like props and a bunch of stuff.
You're just like slowly moving past it. In Space Mountain, you're just like, holy shit, how am I like not dying right now? That's cool. Haunted Mansion, just like, oh, look at that chair over there. Look at that light over there.
My answer's not changing.
Okay, whatever. Would you rather go back in time with Dr. Marsh or Dr. Seeker?
Dr. Seeker, because he's a party. Mm-hmm. He's a rule breaker.
You might not make it back alive, but it'll be a good story.
You'll have the Iguanodon.
Would you rather ride Big Thunder Mountain Railroad or Splash Mountain 10 times in a row?
Splash Mountain.
Nope.
Yeah.
Big Thunder Mountain. You're going to have a wet, soggy day in Magic Kingdom.
Steve agrees with you on Splash Mountain.
I think that was back to...
Oh, Space Mountain, I'm sorry.
Yes.
No, I think Splash Mountain, because of all the animatronics. I think it's super cool, and I don't want to just ride a roller coaster that's going to hurt my back.
That song would also get so annoying after 10 times. You're on that ride for, like... I feel like you're on that ride at least 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. That song would get super annoying. I get a... tired of it one time.
Oh, we have vodka gummies too. Very, very strong. Very, very strong.
Yeah, I can tell. Drunko.
I'm not drunk. Look how big these are.
Would you rather have to give up Fantasmic or Festival of the Lion King forever?
Festival of the Lion King, not Festival of Fantasy.
Whatever.
Festival of the Lion King is really cool though. But Fantasmic, can't go wrong.
I've never seen Fantasmic, and I've half seen Festival of the Lion King. I don't really know.
I hope Fantasmic is running by the time we go down there.
I really, like, it does not matter either way to me. Like, I'd give up either one in a heartbeat. I don't care.
We've also started our chain link with our kids. A countdown from 100 days. Forgot to do it today, but we did it.
We're off to a good start.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have to look something up for this one. Would you rather finish the kitchen sink from Beaches and Cream or the Harvest Feast from Garden Grill by yourself?
Is the Harvest Feast just the food?
I don't know what the Harvest, I assumed it was like something similar to the kitchen sink.
Hold on. I shall Google. Yeah, it's just the dinner at Garden Grill.
So it's like a big plate of food.
Yeah, it's just... Look at those mashed potatoes, Gabrielle. I'd go Harvest Feast, because I'm just not a big, like, sweets person.
See, but it looks like there's a breakfast version. I could do... I don't like eggs.
Those tater tots, though. Okay, just for the viewers. Harvest Feast at Garden Grill. Look at all that deliciousness. I'm down with it. Wait, okay. Wait, you didn't answer.
I'm thinking. God. I'm going to go with Harvest Feast too, because I'm lactose intolerant. I don't think I should do the kitchen sink. I feel like I could do the kitchen sink, but I don't think I should. Would you rather only eat in Epcot's France Pavilion or Mexico Pavilion?
Mexico. You're gonna say France.
I wanna eat the Mexico food.
Their food and wine food is so good.
What if it's not food and wine though? Also, what if they're not serving that taco?
They're always going to have a good taco.
Whatever.
That margarita I had, though, is not my favorite.
Was it the one with the ants on it?
No.
That's so gross.
But it was a very spicy margarita. Hello, Tim. Thanks for missing the first 20 minutes of this shit show.
Would you rather never eat popcorn or never eat a Mickey pretzel again?
Popcorn. You get kernels stuck in your teeth. Not a fan.
But it's Disney. How are you going to never eat popcorn? Also, it's cheaper refills. You cannot get a cheaper snack at Disney.
Okay, but here's the thing. I love melted cheese, and your lactose intolerance does not, so.
You can get melted cheese with other stuff.
But the pretzel. Bathroom duties. We understand.
Popcorn or milk? I'm going to go with never eat a Mickey pretzel again. Honestly, it was not the best pretzel I had when we went.
And no, because we had the one from Baseline Tap House. That was really good.
We did not have that pretzel. On my life, we never had that pretzel.
Anyways,
I could smack you. Would you rather stay in Cinderella's Castle Suite for one night only or in a Polynesian Village Resort bungalow for a week?
You already know the answer. I know. To that. Is your answer the same as mine?
Just say your answer. Don't worry about me.
My phone thinks we're summoning Siri. Yeah, I want to stay in one of those bungalows for like a month. So I'll take a week. You get your own little private pool that you can only fit one person in.
No kidding.
And they're huge. The bungalows themselves are big. And you're out on the water, and you can see Cinderella's castle, and nothing can go wrong.
You could stay in Cinderella's castle.
No. I'm not out of it. That's a lot of elevator and or stairs to go up.
It's for one night.
Why have one night when you can have seven?
I think I would do one night in the castle.
You think so?
I would do a night in the castle and then just go stay somewhere else for the rest of the trip.
Pop Century?
Yeah. I love me a good Pop Century. No, I would do a night in the castle, then stay a week at the bungalow. Screw you.
Thanks.
Would you rather sleep in the Haunted Mansion or in Tower of Terror?
Neither.
Tough.
On the floor. On the sidewalk outside.
Not a choice.
I don't like that one. Pick a different one.
Answer it.
You answer first. Tim says Haunted Mansion.
I don't really know.
That's a hard question. I don't know.
I'm gonna go with Haunted Mansion.
Why?
I feel like Tower Terror itself is like meant to be scary. Like it's a drop ride that's supposed to scare you. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a scary thing. Haunted Mansion's like a fun kind of sit and ride kind of ride.
I'm going to go Tower of Terror just because you both chose Haunted Mansion. There's no really rhyme or reason behind it.
Whatever. Would you rather climb to the top of Expedition Everest or Tower of Terror?
Everest.
Why?
While I was on my way, I'd fix the Yeti.
Okay, climb your happy ass in there. Don't they have to, like, take apart the entire
the whole
mountain
ride, yeah.
To fix the
supposedly,
Yeti?
Yeah. Mm-mm. You'd do Tower of Terror?
I'm curious if it means, if I'm climbing, like, on the tracks to the top, or if like I have to scale the side like a climber. Let's see here. I think I do Expedition Everest, just to say I summoned Everest.
Yep, a liar.
Would you rather ride every ride and meet no characters, or meet every character but ride no rides?
Yeah, the Yeti will just forever be broken, Tim. We're just not counting on seeing it.
Some people just need to let it go.
This was the theme of Tim's episode, was just let that shit go.
Hmm.
And I think that's something we need to do with Everest.
That's something you need to do.
Tim says rides. What was the question again?
Rather ride every ride and meet no characters, or meet every character but ride no rides.
Ride all the rides.
Nah, girl, you are a character kind of gal.
That was one time.
Whatever.
Nah, I would rather ride all the rides.
I feel like that's a given.
Yeah.
Would you rather watch the firework or watch a parade?
It depends.
You can only watch the fireworks, or you can only watch the parades.
The fireworks that are there now.
Yes.
Parade. What do you choose?
I'd go with fireworks. I don't really care for the parades. I don't like having to stop in the middle of the day.
Mm.
Takes up too much of my day.
Okay. I don't really. Yeah. I think I'd say parade just because I love Festival Fantasy and I am not a fan of Enchantment. The fireworks show.
You haven't even seen it.
I've watched plenty of videos on it.
You haven't seen it in person.
We'll see. Ask me these questions again in September.
I'm going to immediately delete this document.
Why?
Never look at it again.
Why?
So I can't ask you these questions in September.
You're the worst. I'm really sorry that our audio cut out earlier.
This episode would have been like twice as long.
Yeah.
Had it not cut out.
Yeah.
Do you have any would you rather questions you'd like to give me?
You know, I had some written up. Would you rather, it's my turn, would you rather eat chicken tenders at Chicken Guy or chicken parm at Tony's?
Like, sit down, one meal, those are my choices?
Yeah.
Chicken Guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Can I, like, talk into the microphone? Because the tomato sauce of the chicken parm has tomato chunks in it, and I have to pick those out, but I have nothing to pick out of the chicken tender, so I can just enjoy those fully.
We had pizza bagels for dinner tonight, and Gabrielle would not eat them because they had tomato chunks in them. That's all. I had another question. What was it? It was, would you rather... end your day. Would you rather end your day with Flight of Passage or start your day with... oh, start your day on the Skyliner. Like, starting your day on the Skyliner is just refreshing.
How is that?
Which one would you rather do?
So... come here. So if I start my day on the Skyliner, I can only ride Flight of Passage in the morning?
That's too much math.
But, or...
scratch that.
Okay.
Take that question away. Would you rather play Buzz Lightyear, Space Stranger, Spin, or Toy Story Midway Mania?
Toy Story Midway Mania.
Why?
Because it's newer and better.
Heard.
I always fucking lose at Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, you do.
We literally got stuck on it, and I still could not get to the Galactic Hero one.
I did.
I only got it because you took control of my gun.
Would you rather... we're going to have to cut this out in the podcast version. Does anyone have any would you rather questions?
I have would you rather questions.
Okay.
This is about the movies.
Okay.
Would you rather watch the new Disney or classic Disney
classic
movies?
Disney.
That's lame.
I hate the remakes.
I didn't ask about the remakes. I asked about the new movies or the classic movies.
I don't care.
That's not the point of the game.
I could go both ways.
That's not the point of the game.
New movies.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you rather binge watch princess movies or the underrated Disney movies?
Underrated Disney movies. What about you?
Princess movies. They have the underrated movies as Atlantis, Treasure Planet.
Those are good movies.
Goofy movie. No. Would you rather be Cinderella or Snow White?
Snow White.
Why?
Cinderella, you have no help cleaning. Snow White, you have, what, seven, eight?
Snow White takes care of seven dwarfs. You can't take care of yourself.
Bye. This is the Gabby podcast, girl.
No, I didn't know that one. These are like Disney Channel questions. Would you rather be an animal on The Lion King or The Little Mermaid?
The Lion King.
Why?
I don't know.
That's a weird one. Would you rather be Russell on Up or Miguel on Coco?
Miguel. Seems like more of an adventure.
Let's see. Do I have any more? Would you rather be a part of the family in The Incredibles or the toys in Toy Story?
Toys.
What kind of toy would you be?
I'd be a drawing board.
Why?
Because our kids love it. That means they might love me.
That's what it would take. I'm running out of them. Okay. Do you have any more?
No, I do not.
Shall we wrap her up?
I suppose.
Put a little bow on her.
Yep. Put her under the Christmas tree.
We don't have a Christmas tree. I forgot to tell you.
Did you get rid of it?
Yeah, I did.
Shit. The kids are going to be pissed.
That's fine.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Give me my microphone.
It's my episode.
Thank you, guys, for coming today. No, really, thank you guys for joining us today. Follow us on all our social media at Skyline Reviews.
At Gabrielle Rude.
At Gabrielle L. Rude.
That's only on Twitter.
I am still biking for cast members. Just made a little dent this week. Had to take kids to the dentist today. Didn't really get the chance to ride. But
she's just making up excuses. Call her out.
Yeah. There was no new news this week, really. I'll cover news now since we blew through it.
No, she won't. It's my episode, and I already gave you her 2 minutes.
Oh, dang it.
There was no news. No news is good news.
Okay, Gabrielle.
Thanks for coming, folks. We'll see you next week.
See ya!